We're going to continue the hour by talking about health news. Back to school time is just around the corner. Of course, we are still very much in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. So local, state, and national health officials are getting the word out about how you can keep kids safe from COVID-19 heading into back to school time. That, of course, means the COVID-19 vaccine, but also many other ways to stay safe and healthy through the pandemic. We're joined on the phone by Dr. Jose R. Romero, who is the director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Romero, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So back to school time just around the corner. We're a couple of weeks out from that. What should parents know about keeping their kids safe from COVID? What's your advice?
Well, first and foremost, to get the vaccine for the children. The COVID vaccine is authorized for use in children 6 months and older. So that would be the first thing to do. And this is a good time of year to begin getting those vaccinations if they haven't already been done. Kids are going back to school, as you said, and they have their school physicals or their sports physicals. They can take advantage of that time to get the COVID vaccine. But in addition, some children have fallen behind on their routine immunizations. And so bringing them up to date with those vaccinations are important, and we can take advantage of this time. They can take advantage of this time in order to get that done.
You get all those residual effects from the pandemic, and I know one of those, especially in the first few months back in 2020, was people kind of putting off doctor's appointments and all the residual effects of that. What have you seen in terms of kids falling behind on other immunizations? Like, how widespread is that?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we did see a national trend for children not receiving their vaccines during that first year, and less so in the second year. But we've also noticed now that children are ramping back up. They're getting caught back up. But the important thing to remember for everyone is that we have high rates of immunization in this country, and that's protecting all of us. So just to get those kids back to the normal level of vaccination at this time for age is the best thing to do.
The last group to get authorized for the vaccine was those young kids ages 6 months up to 5 years. Any special advice for parents with kids in that particular age group about the vaccine?
Yes, thank you. So again, parents should think about getting these children vaccinated, even though they're at home and they're still at risk for acquiring the infection. So being at home is not a safety net around them. Children, if they have siblings, those siblings go out into the world and bring the virus back into the home. The parents may bring the virus back into the home. So for those kids between the age of 6 months and 5 years, it's important to get them vaccinated now. The vaccine is safe and effective, we've used the vaccine in older individuals and children, older children, given millions and millions of doses. We know its safety profile and its efficacy.
What are you hearing from parents and other folks about the kind of the most common concerns that you're hearing now about the vaccine, especially for kids? And what do you say in response to those concerns?
So again, we point out that the most important thing is that these are safe and effective vaccines. They are associated with some local side effects when you get the vaccine. Those local effects, that is, some swelling, redness, and tenderness at the site of injection. Younger kids may have a little irritability and crying, decreased appetite. But these are very, very short-lived. There is an association, with inflammation of the heart, but these are extremely rare conditions. They are far less than people than the complications of having COVID. So again, these are very, very safe vaccines.
Speaking with Dr. Jose Romero, again, National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the CDC, talking about the vaccine for kids, especially young kids, as we get into back to school time. I know there's a program that exists, I think, through the CDC, right, called V-Safe, that keeps track of people's responses to and reactions to the vaccines and kind of monitors that in real time, right?
Correct. So V-Safe is an app that can be loaded onto a smartphone. Parents can choose to enroll their children in this program, and they can report the signs and symptoms that the child has after the vaccine is given. That allows the CDC and the FDA to track these symptoms and to see if there's a trend, if there's anything out there. that we need to be more concerned about. And VTRAX has given us a lot of information. That's how we're getting our information about the safety of this vaccine. So it is an option for parents to do if they want to do so. I encourage them to consider that as an option.
Any trends that you've picked up so far from the data you've gotten?
No, the data that we have are simply what we've talked about before. You know, there's nothing new that's come up in the last few months.
Speaking again with Dr. Jose Romero, talking about back to school time, and I don't know exactly what the policy is from district to district and state to state, but I know we're still kind of moving in the direction of getting to the point where we can start requiring the COVID vaccine along with all of those other, like MMR and other vaccines that are more commonly required in schools. How far away do you think we are from getting to that point?
Yeah, at this point, there's no recommendation for children requiring this vaccine that we're talking about, the COVID vaccine, requiring the COVID vaccine to enter school. The most important thing right now is that parents make sure that they get the vaccine voluntarily for their children, but there are requirements, and they vary from state to state, about what vaccines a child needs in order to enter school. Those are the vaccines for routine vaccine-preventable diseases. We want those children also to get those. So right now, no move to make the COVID vaccine a requirement for school at this time.
Beyond the vaccine, what other advice do you have for parents sending their kids back to schools to keep them safe from COVID-19 or anything else?
So these vary from state to state, county to county, and school district to school district. So I ask parents to check these with those particular entities. So things that can be done, where appropriate, masking is a good way to prevent transmission and acquisition of the virus. Hand sanitizers. Some schools don't allow the hand sanitizers to be brought in by the child. Keeping physical distance when possible. Again, these are issues that measures that are determined by each school district or county. And I ask the parents to go ahead and check that for their particular area.
Speaking with Dr. Jose Romero, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know about the virus, the vaccine, especially for kids heading into back to school time? And if parents want more information, where can they go?
Yeah, so thank you for that last question. So the CDC is going to host a public webinar on the COVID-19 vaccination rollout for children and those strategies that are best for keeping children safe from COVID-19 during the upcoming school year. This is going to be held this Friday, July 29th, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And parents can visit the following website. It's www.cdc.gov/protect-children. I'll repeat that, www.cdc.gov/protect-children. And they can join the webinar and get the latest information on vaccination for children and youth during that time. And I thank you for having me.
Again, Dr. Jose Romero, Director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you again.